When you guys are working on in the individual time, you're welcome to move the computers around however you like. During the meetings, we have these kind of guides there, so you're not blocking the lower cameras. Microphone looks good. Looks good. Okay. And if you like, when you get up to use the whiteboard, you might want to attach the microphones to your belt or something. Okay. Well, I'm recording, so you are ready to roll.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Abigail Claflin. You can call me Abby. Let's see. PowerPoint? That's not it. So this is our kickoff meeting. And I guess we should all get acquainted. Should we all introduce ourselves?
Hi, I'm Chiara. I'm the marketing expert. Would you like me to talk about my aims at the moment, or would you like me to just say my name and then we can talk about this?
I think we'll get around to that, yeah.
We'll get around to
just
that
introductions,
later. My name is Chiara, and I'm the marketing expert.
Mm-hmm. I forgot to say I'm the project manager, but I figured you all knew that already.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm the user interface designer.
I'm Krista, and I'm the industrial designer.
So here's our agenda for today. We're going to do some tool training, project plan, and discuss microphones. So our aim is to produce a remote control that is original, trendy, and user-friendly. And to do this, we have to there's certain things we have to consider about functional aspects and conceptual design of the thing. So, there it is, right. Functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design. So, throughout our next couple of meetings, we'll be covering these things. So, we're going to try out our whiteboard. I'll draw our favorite animal to sum up the characteristics of that animal.
So you want us to draw it and then talk about it, or just draw it?
Both.
Yeah, both.
There's dots. We have to decide if there's dots or no.
Any volunteers? You don't know what they want to draw.
I think about it. Does it have to be functional, trendy, and user-friendly?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll draw.
Dolphin.
Yes!
It's like playing Pictionary.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't come in that too.
So what characteristics do you like about your animal?
I like its tail. I think dolphins are really, they're smart and they're cute. And they like swimming, that's cool.
They're graceful.
They're graceful, yeah. And they're so
sleek.
Yeah, they're sleek and they look intelligent, and I don't know, but it's a whole like binocular.
I don't know how intelligent that one looks.
Yeah, he doesn't look that smart. So, I don't know. I think it's cool the interaction that, or the things that the reason people seem to like, you know. You know, people are sitting on the beach and they're like, oh, look, there's dolphins. It's kind of like they jump around in the water and they're happy. And they're mammals, but it's really
Does anybody else want to draw their animal?
Suppose I can draw an animal?
It's a cat.
I don't know if they sleep all day. Easy to draw.
Well, I have the cat as well, but I've got the spare one.
But it's hard to draw.
Of course.
Yes.
That's
good. That's good. But anyway, we'll do that. And the main reason is that I think they're very pretty and they go well with the environment. And I like the way they run. There used to be more swatting and they're just very sort of sturdy and nice animals. And I like the way they feel sort of under their hand. Yeah, that's pretty much it. A pig. So I'm thinking we should design a remote control that's water resistant, strong, and furry. You think? Yeah.
And furry?
Yeah. Well,
Tactile.
Oh my gosh, this is disastrous. Sorry about that. Okay. So moving on. Our selling price goal is 25 euro and profit aim is 50 million euro. So I'm guessing that we're not actually in Scotland, we're in some European country. And we hope to sell this internationally.
Sorry, can you just say that? What are our price goals again?
Selling price is 25 euro. Profit aim, 50 million euro.
How many should we sell then?
Anyone mathematician?
2 million. 2 million, no. Four million. And it's a profit, so if a profit for each is 12,
yeah.
I would do 4 million. It's a lot.
That's like a few percent. I don't know what these mean because I didn't actually make the slideshow. Experience with remote control. So I guess we have to reflect on our experiences with remote controls to decide what we would like to see in a convenient, practical, nice remote control. So do we have any initial ideas for how this remote control should be designed or formatted or the buttons that you have?
I think one thing is that it should be easy to find.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah.
I think we should design something that has like a, so you can like somehow like, you, I mean, you always know where your TV is, so you should have a call button. I've always wanted that.
Yeah.
You can push a button
and
on
you
your
have
TV.
It for the portable
yeah.
phone. So
yeah. So you should have a call button on your television to be able to find your remote control.
And even I think a little light, or even a maybe a vibrating thing. I don't know, but because it's usually under the sofa.
Yeah.
In which case you're going to be, but if it has a sort of signal which isn't really sound, I don't know if it's expensive, maybe. Maybe call is enough, but yeah.
But like, I mean, your phone even just has so
yeah.
It can vibrate, it can light up and make noise, and I don't know.
What if it had something like, like a magnet on the back of it, and you could, I mean, just to have some place to put it besides like a base, you know, like a portable phone has a base, like just to have a home for it,
yeah.
I mean,
because people just stick it on top of their TV, but the point of having a remote is not to have to walk over to the TV,
that's why it's always in the couch, in the couch. I don't know, it seems like though that would be hard because. You're not going to be lazy.
Maybe we should design couches that have the remote control.
Even just the thing to attach it to the, you know, if you had a thing, a pretty object to attach to the wall, but that would really make it more expensive. But it's only a plastic thing. Something like that. And the
Do you
thing
think it needs to be bigger to not lose, or is that
not, well, it needs to be sort of
hand.
I don't think you need that.
Not huge, but.
But definitely not. I don't know.
It can't be that hard to put some kind of a noise on it.
No, it can't.
No, really.
Or like a light thing, you know. I don't know.
Like a spaceship.
Yeah. Or make it mobile so it runs around and goes, come find you.
That would be really.
I'm sure we could do that for 25
years. Okay. So what do we think this remote control should 5 minutes. That's what we have left.
I also think though that it shouldn't have too many buttons, because I hate that when you have too many buttons.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it has to have many functions, but like just have like 8,000 buttons and you're like you never use half the time.
What if maybe a little fancy, but what if it had like a little screen, so it has less buttons but it still has all the functions?
That would be cool.
Like the way a mobile phone does.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like.
So you could like if you have, I don't know, if you have satellite, if you have 100 channels, you can, the way you do on your radio, like that you, what do you call it?
Select.
You can program. So you can program like your favorite channels. So like if you had a.
But would you have the screen on the thing, or would you have it on the telly, transmitting the screen?
That's something we can decide.
I guess it could go together somehow? I don't know.
Because, I don't know if it's expensive. If you use the telly screen, because the telly's already a screen, then you can sort of have a programming function, really easy, sort of arrow up and down on the remote, and then use the telly as a screen.
Right.
But, for sure. Something like it's not on the button, but it's telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Like you see those, you know, people, I'm thinking of like celebrity cribs kind of things, when like they have all these things at their house, you know, their entire house is so electronic, and they have like this one master control that and it's like a handheld, like turns on everything sort of control, and it has like a screen and like, so I think it should be possible to have some kind of screen. It must be too expensive though. To, like,
but like mobile phones have screens,
yeah,
they're not cheap.
Yeah, that's true. And we have to remember our budget is $12.50 for to actually make the device.
Mm.
Well, but it's something to think about,
yeah.
We don't have to see how much.
Well, someone, we can find out probably on the internet how much it's. Yeah, the other thing you said, that thing about robust and water and.
What was the word?
Furry.
Water resistant.
Oh, resistant.
No, but it's, I thought, spot on. Good feel, tactile,
yeah.
Good tactile feel. Maybe something that doesn't make your hands sweat a lot.
Yeah.
That's quite annoying.
Maybe just like a simple thing to have a clip on it. Like, so you can clip it to your.
Yeah.
Like, that's another.
Yeah, clip.
We should probably start wrapping up. We've got some initial ideas that we can all look into and come up with some new ones for the next meeting, which will be in another 30 minutes. So, yeah. The industrial design, what is that? So
yeah,
for
exactly.
Yeah. it's going to be looking more into the working design, so I guess we'd be looking at about some of the things we discussed about screen and. What is the UI?
That's me.
Yeah, what does it say for again?
User interface design.
User interface design. So it's going to be more technical. I guess but maybe the working design has also to do with like the physical, like just the way it looks.
The working
and
design
where
is the structure.
Yeah.
What is technical thinking? Except I
guess you'd have to find out.
It says on that email.
It was
in
the email.
I just don't really
write down what
it said. It said.
What effect should the thing have? Should it have? Okay.
Alright. Yeah, like.
In working design. Okay.
Be a medium between you and the telly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so. Alright. And how it works. Okay. Alright.
And the. And the. What's this?
Marketing.
Right. Oh, it's written. So we'll be working on the user requirements.
Okay.
So I guess that wraps it up. I'll see you all in 30 minutes. I just did.